Kagodosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue these halachot. This is of Musaf. We're going to do it today. Lerfua Shelema, Rafael Eli Ben Simcha. It says here as follows. We were speaking about doing Chazerat HaShatz of Musaf. So now the Shulchan Aruch does speak about the entire concept that obviously we are going to do the Chazerat HaShatz. And because the Ramah, right, this is the Ramah comes and he says that we're going to do Chazerat HaShatz. And he says here, V'achar kach chozer ha-shliach tzibur tefila kemo b'shar tefilot. There's in Siv Bet. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually mention it. He just says that any individual is also obligated in Tefilat Musaf. And then it says in the Ramah that we do Chazerat HaShatz like normal. So the sod of the Dvarim that brings down the Kaf HaChaim and Siv Ketan Yud Gimel is that we do have to do Chazerat HaShatz and Musaf, just like by all the other Tefilot. And we know that it is even greater than Tefilat Lachash, which means, right, we have a very famous concept that according to the Arizal HaKadosh, the Chazerah of the Amidah, the repetition of the Amidah, is even a higher level than the quiet Amidah. And that's why we actually say it out loud. We say it out loud because it's at a higher level. And that's why the minhag of the Arizal HaKadosh used to be, is that during the repetition of the Amidah, he used to stay still with his feet together, his eyes closed, as if to say that he's in the middle of an Amidah. Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Rabbanotenu Harabim, because of our sins, it does happen that during Chazerat HaShatz, people start speaking, they start laughing around, they start doing different things. However, though, according to the Arizal, it's even much more important, right, as it said, in the quiet Amidah. So again, anything to do with Segulot of Parnassah, things like that, the Ketoret, people want to say, Arizal, they all want to do, obviously, right, all of a sudden, the Arizal HaKadosh. But to do with something which is so basic, which again, the out loud Amidah is much more powerful than even the quiet Amidah, all of a sudden they forget the Arizal HaKadosh, as if to say. And all of a sudden they don't do that. So it's very important to realize that Chazerat HaShatz has even a higher level than the quiet Amidah. So it says that obviously the Minhag was, right, to say it out loud. However though, right, we do have what's called the Minhag of Morocco. The Minhag of Morocco was, right, that they never used to say Chazerah of Musaf. We mentioned Minhag of Morocco was not to do Chazerah Musaf or the Ketoret. Now he said, why? So the Shul Shemesh Umagan Rabbi Shalom Esas says, in Morocco they never did Chazerah Musaf, and the reason why is because since people were all busy and they didn't have the Kavanah, it was better not to say it than to say it and then talking. This is actually based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that if they're going to be talking during Chazerat HaShatz, it's better not to do it at all, because if you're going to do it and they're going to talk, it's such a grave punishment, so it's better not to do it. But how are you going to do it? And now you're going to get into the problems. And this is actually brought down in the Radbaz, B'Tshuva, Chelek Daled, Siman Elef, Kuf Samechei. And, right, also the son of the Ramam also brought this down. So therefore, this was where the Minhag was actually based on. However, though, the Lichot Olam, Rav Ovadia says, that in the North African communities of Morocco or anywhere where they had the Minhag, right, not to do the Shliach Tzibur, they should do it. And he says that they should annul this, as if to say, this Minhag. They should try to change it, but just what? Just pay attention. So now, Baruch Hashem, right, it actually does happen that the Akshara Dara, that people do have a little bit more, as if to say, patience. It could be that the difference was that once upon a time when they used to do the Tefillah was such a long Tefillah, so then when it came to the concept of Chazerat HaShatz, it was already too long for them. However though, already Baruch Hashem, now that the Tefillah goes much quicker, so now you're able to do Chazerat HaShatz, right, the repetition of the Amidah, and there's no problem whatsoever. So therefore it's just very, very important to have this in mind. So therefore the next time we're going to have Chazerat HaShatz, pay attention and realize that the repetition of the Amidah is actually even a higher level, right, than the quiet Amidah to answer Amen, to answer Baruch Hu B'Shemo, because that's what we're supposed to be doing during this time of Chazerat HaShatz.